I want to take a minute to tell you guys about our Patreon page and all of the great stuff that we offer for our pledges. As you guys know, Sleeperwire is a charity working towards the prevention and treatment of chronic Lyme disease. As a Patreon pledge, here's what you can get. The Draft Genius Draft Kit PDF with rankings for all sorts of leagues, priority answers on the live mail sack shows, early access to the Sunday Blitz every Sunday morning during the season, the full Draft Genius Draft Kit, which includes rankings, articles, draft strategies, expert opinions, and more, a Sleeperwire mug, a Sleeperwire t-shirt, automatic entry to a listener league, and automatic entry to the Sleeperwire Pro-Am. Your generosity will help make a difference. Visit www.patreon.com/sleeperwire for more details.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need!
I don't want to talk to you no more, you...
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean!
All right, let's go.
Hey, sleepers, and welcome to the Sleeperwire Great Debate Show, where we do a fast debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris, on Twitter at Seymour Sleeperwire, and with me today is Lucas on Twitter at Sleeperwire LBB. Lucas, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, just up bright and early, ready to talk a little Keenan Allen versus Davante Adams.
I know, 7:30, man. This is the earliest show we've ever done.
Hey, setting records.
Setting records, that's right. Well, at least got coffee here next to me, so we're all good. All right, so before we jump into the show, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. This has been become a very popular show of ours, so please go to iTunes or Google Play and drop us a 5-star rating and leave us a nice review. That helps out the show and enables us to make a bigger difference. What we're going to be doing here in the Great Debate is having an actual debate-style argument between two players. We'll spend 2.5 minutes arguing for our player, 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we wrap it up with final thoughts on our player. And I want to give you guys a heads up that the purpose of this is not for us to come to a consensus. I'm not trying to convince Lucas to take my player. He's not trying to convince me to take his. What we're trying to do is to give you guys legitimate arguments for and against these guys so you can make better decisions on who to draft. So, as we mentioned, or as Lucas mentioned at the beginning of the show, a little bit early, Lucas, thank you for that, we are doing Davante Adams versus Keenan Allen. I have Davante Adams, Lucas has Keenan Allen, and I am going to kick us off here. All right, so getting into Davante Adams here, let me start by talking about how amazing his situation is. Aaron Rodgers has produced a wide receiver one, a top 12 wide receiver, every single season since 2013, aside from the 2015 season when Jordy Nelson tore his ACL and Davante Adams was a, you know, unknown guy at the time. Every single season, Aaron Rodgers has done this since 2013, aside from that 1 year. He's produced two of them in 2016. Jordy Nelson and Davante Adams were both wide receiver ones back in 2016. In fact, Davante Adams has finished as a top 15 wide receiver for 2 straight years. Speaking of 2 straight years, no wide receiver in the game has more touchdowns over the last 2 seasons than Adams. He's the only wide receiver to have double-digit touchdowns the last 2 years, and more than half of his 2018 season was spent with Brett Hundley and not Aaron Rodgers. But it wasn't just Hundley throwing the ball at Davante Adams because Jordy was terrible last year. In the 7 games that Rodgers played, he threw 6 touchdowns to Davante. If we extrapolate that to a whole season, that's about 13 or 14 touchdown passes, and that was with Jordy Nelson on the field. Now Jordy is gone. Randall Cobb has already been spotted in a walking boot. Davante Adams is the guy. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact. Davante Adams finished as the wide receiver 14 last season in PPR scoring with only 74 catches for 885 yards, and that's due to his high efficiency at scoring the football. Last season, Adams saw 23 targets inside the red zone, catching 15 of them for a 65.2% catch percentage inside the red zone. 65.2% inside the red zone. That is 20 percentage points higher than Keenan Allen's catch percentage. That 23 targets was second most in the NFL last season. He's got 61 more red zone receiving yards and 5 more red zone receiving touchdowns than Keenan Allen. Adams was 6th in the NFL out of wide receivers last season with 6 touchdowns inside the 20, which is awesome. But that means that 4 of his touchdowns were big plays, you know? They didn't just all come inside the 10, all come inside the 20. They were big plays. He's not just a red zone threat. He's an all-around stud. He's great in the red zone, he's great across the middle, and he's great down the field. But that was 2017. Let's look back at 2016, a full year with Aaron Rodgers. Adams had 23 red zone targets then as well, catching 14 of them for 60.9% catch percentage, and his 9 red zone receiving touchdowns were second only to Jordy Nelson's 11, and his 23 red zone targets were second only. All right, let's go ahead and move into your rebuttal against Davante Adams.
I will say this, Davante Adams has never had over 1,000 yards or 75 receptions. He had a 61% catch rate last year, which is almost the exact same that he had in 2016 when he had a full season of Aaron Rodgers, so he did virtually no better, missing him for 8 games. He only has a 59% catch rate over his career, and he, as you mentioned, he's very reliant upon TDs. Guess who they just picked up? Jimmy Graham. He's going to eat into those. They paid him $30 million for 3 years. In the 4 years that he spent with a good quarterback like Drew Brees, he averaged 11.5 TDs a season with 137 targets. With Drew Brees. Pete Carroll just didn't know how to utilize him properly, and that's where that fell off. Davante Adams has also had 3 concussions in the last 2 years, and that scares me. He's working with Aaron Rodgers, who has a 62% red zone completion, which is much better than Phillip Rivers is working with, so that's a bonus for Davante Adams.
All right, let's go ahead and move over to Keenan Allen. Lucas, kick us off with your beginning arguments.
We're talking about Mr. 26-year-old, middle of his prime, 2017 Comeback Player of the Year, awarded his first Pro Bowl. Last year was his first year playing 16 games since his injury. He had 102 receptions, which was fourth in the NFL, nearly 1,400 yards, which was third in the NFL, and he had 87 yards per game, which was fifth. He only had 6 touchdowns, which is likely to go up. Out of all the stats, that's the one I'm not worried about. 2015, when he played 8 games, he had 67 receptions, 725 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 90.6 yards per game. If you double those on a 16-game pace, he would have had nearly 140 receptions, 1,450 yardage, and 8 touchdowns, which is still pretty good. He has a 67% catch rate over his career with Phillip Rivers. Imagine what he would do with a better quarterback. Last year, he had 7 games with over 100 yards. He led the league in the second half of the year with 798 yards, 5 touchdowns in only 7 games. He is an elite route runner. Over half of his receptions came when he created 3-plus yards of reception, which is amazing. He had 513 yards after catch, which was third in the NFL. Akeem Talib came out and said last year, quoting, "Keenan Allen was the toughest wide receiver that we guarded this year." He only had 3 games the entire year with under 8 targets. Hunter Henry was just injured in the offseason, who had 45 receptions, 60 targets, and 4 touchdowns. And that was trending up. The Chargers have made no real effort to replace him. Those targets are going somewhere, likely Keenan Allen. Working with Rivers, who has about a 61% completion rate, 50% in the red zone, and 47 inside the 10. I think that goes up this year with Keenan Allen's ability.
All right, so I want to start off by saying that it's hard for me to come up with anything against Keenan Allen. I know, Lucas, you and I were both huge Allen supporters last offseason, and the fact that he was falling to the 3rd and 4th rounds was just amazing to us. I've been a huge fan for 4 straight years, sometimes against the grain of other analysts. I'm not going to use his injury history against him. Keenan Allen has had some fluke injuries, and he's missed a lot of time due to those. However, he is not an injury-prone player. They were just fluke injuries. Fluke injuries and repeating injuries are different. The biggest difference between Davante Adams and Keenan Allen right now is opportunity. Keenan Allen is in a crowded offense. Tyrell Williams is a big play threat. Mike Williams is an insanely talented wide receiver whose skill set we didn't really get to see last season just because of some injuries. Travis Benjamin, I know Travis Benjamin, you know, not super great, but he's still there to take some deep bombs away. But let's talk about his red zone efficiency. 24 targets inside the 20 last season, and he only caught 11 for a 45.83 catch percentage. That is the lowest out of every single player who had at least 20 red zone targets, while Adams had the second highest after Jarvis Landry. Out of the 25 players with at least 16 red zone targets, Keenan Allen ranked 20th out of the 25. His red zone efficiency is just not where you want it to be. Let's not forget that Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn came out and said that Melvin Gordon will be a bigger part of the passing game this season. And a running back who had 58 catches on 83 targets is going to be an even bigger part of the... All right, before we move into final thoughts, I want to let you guys know that there are several ways to play fantasy football with us this year. First, the Sleeper Wire Pro-Am, where we have a bunch of pros and big names from around the fantasy football industry. You get a chance to play in the league with guys like Jake Seeley, Marcus Grant, Matt Harmon, Pat Fitzmaurice, Justin Boone, and more. A one-time $30 donation gets you automatic entry into the Pro-Am. Additionally, we're going to be running four listener leagues as well, where a $25 donation gets you automatic entry into those, and winners of the listener leagues will receive signed jerseys from Pristine Auction. Donations can be made through our website, www.sleeperwire.com, or through www.gofundme.com/robjr. Take a screenshot of your donation and send it to us. But right now, for a limited time, you can get automatic entry into both the Pro-Am and a listener league for a $50 donation instead of a total of $55. All right, moving back into final thoughts here. We're going to take it back to Davante Adams. As I was saying before I got cut off by the buzzer, Davante Adams' 23 red zone targets in 2016 were second only to Jordy Nelson's 32. Aaron Rodgers, arguably the best fantasy quarterback of all time, throws to Davante Adams in the red zone. That's a fact. Adams has 46 red zone targets over the last two seasons, which leads the NFL. With a healthy Aaron Rodgers, no Jordy Nelson, an already injured Randall Cobb, and a gaggle of rookie wide receivers, Davante Adams is primed for a monster season. When it comes to fantasy, Adams had 8 games out of the 14 that he played last season in which he scored more than double-digit fantasy points for you. He only had one terrible game. If you're looking for a guy who gets into the end zone regularly and plays with consistency, Davante Adams is the type of guy that you're looking for. He's going to take a big step forward this year, and no, Jimmy Graham being there does not worry me one bit.
Mr. Keenan Allen, 2017 Comeback Player of the Year, added to the Pro Bowl. I will reiterate this. Every year that he is playing, play that he has not got injured, this guy is on pace to set records or at least be on track to be close to the top. He is guaranteed for over 100 receptions a year. Having Hunter Henry out only helps him. He catches nearly everything thrown his way. If Phillip Rivers can just get a little more on target, we're going to see Keenan Allen potentially break 1,500 yards this year. I don't think that that is an exaggeration whatsoever. His touchdowns are going to come up. He only had 6 last year. He's going to have a minimum of 8 this year. Like I said, nearly a 70% catch rate. He was 3rd in the NFL when creating separation. He is one of the most elite route runners. He had 7 games with over 100 yards, and I will reiterate this fact that he was the number one wide receiver in the second half of last year. In 7 games, he had 800 yards and 5 touchdowns, and that offense is going to be gelling more this year.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for the first great debate of the 2018 season. Lucas, how was your first one ever? Because this was your first great debate ever, and you're kicking off the third season of them.
I am looking forward to doing more of these, and I'm glad I got to start it off with Keenan Allen.
Yeah, it was when we saw those. We generally pick two guys in the offseason anyway about who we're going to draft. That guys that are, you know, very similar ADPs at the same position. Davante Adams and Keenan Allen are basically going back to back in both standard and PPR. Both of these guys are studs, and we've seen a lot of questions around Twitter, around Fantasy Life, around Sleeperbot about who do I take, Davante Adams or Keenan Allen. Hopefully this is going to make your decision a little bit easier. I want to encourage you guys to go to www.sleeperwire.com and check out our weekly in-season rankings and submit a question to the Sleeperwire crew. Please click on the Become a Patron button to get some of the stuff, some really cool stuff that we offer at our Patreon, and help us out too. You can find us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show, Seymour Sleeperwire, and Sleeperwire LBB. You can find us on Sleeperbot at Professor Chris and Sleeperwire LBB. And you can also find me on the Fantasy Life app at Professor Chris. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.